Welcome to Messiah Moments, a program presented by Beit Shalom Messianic Synagogue. This is a program of information about us and also about the faith which we share with hundreds of thousands of Jews and millions of Christians around the world. Messiah is not a word which you often hear around Thomasville, but you do very often hear its counterpart, Christ. Both Christ and Messiah identify the very same individual, and both mean the same thing, Anointed One. Who is the Anointed One? He is Jesus the Christ, whom we also know as Yeshua the Messiah. Anointed One refers to the ceremonial anointing of certain individuals chosen by God to serve Him. Kings and prophets were Anointed Ones. But the Anointed One is only one individual, the Son of God, who came to earth, was born of a virgin, died on the cross for the sins of mankind, rose from the dead on the third day, and now sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven, interceding, praying for us. How is it that those of us in the Messianic Jewish movement use a different name and title for the Son of God? It's because these titles and names in the English language are transliterated from two different languages, Christ from Greek and Messiah from Hebrew. Christ is a transliteration of the Greek Christos into English, and Messiah is a transliteration of the Hebrew Mashiach into English. Yeshua HaMashiach means Jesus the Messiah, or Jesus the Anointed One, the one anointed by God. In our faith, Messianic Judaism, we have a Hebraic approach to scripture understanding and worship. Our movement was begun over 50 years ago by young Jewish men and women who had encounters with Jesus. As their numbers grew, they wished to worship the Anointed One in the manner of their fathers, through Judaism and a recreation of the first century faith of Peter, John, Paul, and others. Only now it is Messianic Judaism, a Judaism of people, both Jews and Gentiles, who worship the Messiah. You might wonder about the name Yeshua. What does it mean? It means to deliver, to rescue. Essentially, it means salvation. There's evidence outside of the Bible that the most Jewish of the Gospels, Matthew, was originally written in Hebrew, but the translation was lost. The Greek text from which our Bibles are translated lends evidence to that because of the many Hebrew idioms and Hebrew ways of thinking found within it. What's in a name? Consider this verse from the New American Standard Bible. The angel Gabriel is speaking to Joseph about his betrothed Mary, whom we also know by her Hebrew name, Miriam. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Call his name Jesus, and he will save are connected by the conjunction for. That means that there's a relationship between these two groups of words, but in the English we can't see it. Consider this same verse from the Tree of Life version. She will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua, for he will save his people from their sins. Essentially it's the same, except for Messiah's Hebrew name Yeshua. But now insert the Hebrew word for save in its place, and the Hebraism becomes visible. It says, call his name Yeshua, for he will Yoshia his people. Yeshua, salvation, will save his people. The relationship of the words is clearly shown, and the message to Joseph is clear. Yeshua will be the Savior of his people Israel. Until next time, Shalom Aleichem. May God's peace be upon you.